and welcome to Wonderville. Where are you off to today? The arcade to play some games? Or maybe you're headed over to the Burger Barn to get some delicious hamburgers? Oh, what's that? You don't know how to get to the arcade? Well, everyone in Wonderville knows where the arcade is. It's right down the... Oh, pardon me. You must be new around these parts. Well, allow me to introduce myself. I am the mayor here in Wonderville. I'm Mayor Zadok, and I am happy to see you here in our lovely little town. You know, we haven't had a new family here in quite some time. Not since Corey Johnson and his family moved. Well, that was quite a while ago. And I don't think little Corey Johnson's so little anymore. His first time here was quite the adventure. You know, how about I tell it to you while we go and visit the arcade together and I show you a little bit around here at Wonderville. Are you ready? Well, let's go! Welcome to Wonderville.
Corey, can you hear me? Hey, have you finished packing all those boxes yet? The movers are going to be here in 30 minutes. Oh, I just can't imagine what that boy is up to.
I sure am going to miss this room. So many great memories. I'm going to miss this whole house and all my friends. And I'm even going to miss my school. And of course I'm going to miss my friends. My whole life has been in this town, this house, this room. I don't want to move. Why do we have to move away?
Corey, I was yelling at you downstairs. Have you finished packing yet?
Sorry, Dad. I didn't hear you.
The movers are going to be here in less than 30 minutes. We gotta get a move on. How much more do you have left to pack?
Just a couple more things left to pack, Dad, and then everything in my whole life will be in a box. Dad, why do we have to move anyway? Why can't we just stay here? I like it here.
I wish we could stay here too, Corey. But with my new job in Wonderville, it's just too far to drive back and forth.
But Mom gets to stay here for her job. Why can't you stay for your job? Why can't I stay here?
Corey, we've told you before. Mom is staying here for 2 days to finish up the packing and tie up some loose ends at her job. Then she's meeting us all at the new house. That's my work phone. I've got to pick this up. Finish up packing with the items on your bed. Maybe you can start with the devotional book your grandmother got you for your birthday.
Oh, Dad, you just don't understand. Nobody understands why I want to stay here. But maybe he is onto something. Maybe I can read my devotion rather than pack my boxes. That's a great idea. And it has been a while since I have read my devotion. Maybe it's something I should do. Let's see. Here's the bookmarker. All right, the title is God is Always Moving. The verse of the day is Psalm chapter 16, verse 8. Great! Now God is even moving. Why does everything have to be moving? Why do I have to move away? Why does God have to move away? What if God is moving away from this town and isn't moving to Wonderville? What if God is moving to a faraway town? What if he's moving out of state? What if God doesn't move to the same church we end up going to? What if God doesn't end up moving to Wonderville like we are? What am I going to do if God goes away? Everything else is going away. What if God moves away too?
Well, I thought I would interrupt our story here real quick. It sure doesn't seem like Corey doesn't want to move away. But That's before Corey's gonna meet a whole bunch of new friends, go to a new school and a new church, and have many, many exciting adventures all here in Wonderville. But I'm getting a tad bit ahead of myself. I wanted to interrupt and ask you a quick question. Have you ever heard of the word omnipresent? Can you say that word? Can you say omnipresent? Very good. The word omnipresent means everywhere at the same time. God is omnipresent, which means God is everywhere, all at once and all at the same time. Oh, look at the time. We gotta get back to the story. We're almost to the arcade. Corey, what is this doing in my room? I told you to stop leaving stuff in my room, please. I was looking all over for that. It's a picture in my best friend Gus at the pizza place. Bro, I don't care what it is. Just keep your stuff in your room, please and thank you. You said it, Scoops. Sisters, big sisters, can be so weird. Ah, such a neat picture. I remember this day at the pizza place like it was yesterday. Hey Gus, you dare me to eat 3 pieces of pizza? Because I'll do it.
No way, Corey! I dare you to eat 5 pieces of pizza!
100%, I'm doing this!
And then, after you've scarfed down all 5 slices of pizza, you have to drink a whole cup of Hyper Cola soda!
Oh, that is gonna be so easy, Gus! Game on!
And then you have to spin around as fast as you can 10 times!
And that, Scoops, is how I ended up throwing up 5 slices of pizza and a giant cup of Hyper Cola soda. Such awesome times with Gus at the pizza place!
But now we're moving and I'm never gonna see Gus again or ever eat at the pizza place again.
What if Wonderville doesn't even have a restaurant to eat at?
Are you all packed up, Corey? The movers are gonna be here any second.
Yeah, I'm packed.
Oh, it looks like you forgot to pack your devotional book.
Oh, I was gonna read it in the car, you know, it's a long drive and all my comic books are already packed.
All right, but just remember, sounds like the movers are here. I left your bike out so you could have it later when we get to the new house and maybe you could explore the new town. Will you help me by putting it in the back of the truck?
Yeah, I can do that. Thanks.
See you in a minute.
Well, at least Dad left my bike out, Scoops, because I'm sure going to be awfully bored riding in that new town all by myself. Gus and I had so many awesome bike trips, including to the Old Mill Pond. Oh, there was so much fun trying to catch frogs, and I'll never forget the one time I fell in. It was hilarious.
Hey Gus, got a question for you. How do you catch a unique frog?
I don't know. Maybe with like a big net or with a laser pointer.
No, unique up on it. Get it? Unique frog, unique up on it.
Oh, that's a real knee slapper, Corey. We all know that. To catch a real frog, you need to sound like a frog and then do it. Do you even know how to sound like a frog, Corey? Well, that's easy. You just go, Croak, ribbit, ribbit. That's what a city frog sounds like. These here are swamp frogs. They sound different. Well, what's a swamp frog sound like, Gus? It sounds like... What happened? Well, you screamed so loudly it scared me and I fell into this pond. Here, let me help you out of there. Good thing I don't know the sound of a swamp gator. Oh, I know exactly what that sounds like. It sounds like... Never mind, never mind. Don't tell me. I don't need a swamp gator trying to nibble my feet. I smelled like swamp for a week, Scoops. Do you remember that? Oh boy, I sure did smell funny.
All right, champ, time to go. Everything's loaded up, and I got your bike for you.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Sorry, I forgot about that.
No worries, but let's go. We got a long drive ahead of us.
But what about Jackie and Savannah and Benjamin and Scoops? Aren't they coming too?
Well, they were going to help Mom with the move and everything else. And
well, what about Scoops? Scoops can't stay here.
Well, he's going to stay here with Jackie and Savannah, Mom and Benjamin. You and I were going to go and get the house set up for them.
Well, how come they get to stay? How come I'm the only one that gets to leave? That's just not fair. It's so unfair!
I figured this would be a good time to pop in and ask you a quick little question. Have you ever felt like life seems unfair? Maybe things just aren't going your way? Well, the Bible has a great verse in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 10, where it tells us that God is always fair. You know, it's a good verse to read when you think things just aren't going your way. God has always got a plan for you, even when it seems He doesn't. Remember, God is everywhere all at once. He's omnipresent. Nothing ever gets past God. Well, let's get back to the story because we're almost to the end. All right, let's jump in right now.
Corey, it's been quite a while we've been driving and you've been very, very quiet. Anything on your mind you want to talk about?
Well, it's just everyone gets to stay but me. I'm the one who has to move. It's just not fair.
I know it can seem that way, champ, but they'll be with us very soon. And it's only 2 days. Then we'll all be together again as a family.
Not all of us. Well, we all won't be together.
Well, what do you mean by that?
I mean in my devotion. It said that God is always moving. So what happens to us when we move and God moves away too? What if God moves in the opposite direction that we move in? What if God just isn't close anymore? It's bad enough I gotta lose my friend Gus and my school and the pizza place, but now I gotta say goodbye to God too.
Oh, Corey, it's been a tough move for everybody. But you don't have to worry about that. You see, God doesn't move away. God is omnipresent.
He's what? A Christmas present?
No, it omnipresent. It means He's everywhere. It means that God is always with us, no matter where we go.
That's not what the devotion said.
Well, do you still have the devotion? Or did you pack it already? Oh, I have it right here. Well, here, let me pull over, Corey, and do you mind if we read it together? Oh, that'd be super. Here, let me take a look at it. All right, is this the one right here? Yeah, that's it. All right, it says Psalm 16:8. God is always on the move. Yeah, that's as far as I got. Would you mind reading it to me?
No problem, champ. Psalm 16, verse 8 says, I know the Lord will always be with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. Here's the devotional part. God is always moving, but it doesn't mean God is always moving from place to place. God is omnipresent. That means he is everywhere. So what does it mean when we say God is always on the move? It means God is moving in us to bring us closer to him, to have a real relationship with him. In good times and in bad times, God is always with you, and he will never leave you. Isn't that comforting to know, Corey? I sure think it is.
Yeah, but what if we change houses?
God is always with us.
Even if we change churches?
Yeah, even then.
Well, what if we go to a new town and there's just, I don't have any friends, and I just need to know, is God going to be with us right here in Wonderville too?
That's correct, Corey. God is always with us. As long as Jesus is in your heart, he will always be with you everywhere you go.
Wow! God is big enough to be everywhere all at once, and yet he's small enough to be in our hearts. That's amazing! Oh, hey, look, Dad! Look at the sign! It says Wonderville, 5 miles away.
Are you ready to see what adventures await us in Wonderville?
Now that I know God is always going to be with me, no matter what, you bet I am.
Oh, you are absolutely correct. We have made it to the arcade, and well, as you can see right across the street is the fabulous Burger Barn. Ooh, I am getting hungry. You know, maybe the next time we should go across the street to the Burger Barn and have some delicious cheeseburgers and milkshakes. And I'll tell you the time Corey met his new best friend. But I believe I'm getting ahead of myself. We'll save that for next time. Take care and God bless. And remember, God is everywhere. He is omnipresent. Goodbye. We'll see you next time here in Wonderville.